Well, truth to tell you, I left the post office in 1963 at the mandatory retirement age of 70 and continued editing the magazine for 3 years and then began writing political and historical columns for the Daily Mississippi Press Register.
And your birthplace, sir, was?
My birthplace was Moss Point, Mississippi, north of the Escatawba River, and is sometimes said to be in the Escatawba community. But actually, it's in the corporate limits of Moss Point.
As a young boy or young man, did you journey much into Pascagoula?
No, I came to Pascagoula after I went to write for the Moss Point Advertiser, somewhat as a messenger for the editor to pick up advertising and news copy down here. But after I moved to Pascagoula in 1927, of course I had a business, social, and personal interest in the city. During the years between 1924 and 1932, I was a member of the Mississippi Legislature, being the only representative from this county. We now have 11 representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But my legislative career was based largely on the geographical and political conditions of this county.
Yes, sir.
I was named chairman of the most sought-after committee in the House called Roads, Ferries, and Bridges Committee because my county had moved up into the lead and construction of concrete highways, and Mississippi was ready to put together a statewide highway system, which was done under the supervision of the committee which I headed. Also, in my second term, I was the lone member in South Mississippi who was not allied with the Theodore Bilbo administration. And so I had a distinction. Any committee to represent South Mississippi or influence the South Mississippi had to either be mine or be cleared through me. It was a condition not so much of political power, but as political location.